Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
26 for the high today. Nothing to really call home about, but what are you going to do? It's January.
It's literally winter.
BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Some of you may find this New Year's resolution to be pretty extreme, while others look at it as maybe, I don't know, just another walk in the park. Last year at this time, I did the 72-hour water fast. It sucked. But I was proud of myself for getting through it. And I documented that 72 hours on my Instagram, on my stories at High Moose. Now, it sucked, but I was proud of myself for just doing it. And I think it helped that a number of my friends were collectively doing it together. And my close buddies and I, we're all in on it, and it helps when you do it with a group of friends because you want to be able to support one another. And starting this last night at 7 o'clock, I started drinking. That was my last meal, and now it's nothing but water and electrolytes for the next 3 days. So my next meal will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. If you have participated in this water fast, I'd love to hear your experience with it. Give us a call, 585-252-9800. This is not something I recommend everyone does. Some people have health issues. I would ask your doctor before you try to attempt an extreme fast like this. Some people start with 24 hours. I say the first 24 hours of this fast is typically is the hardest.
But, I just like don't get it.
Well, like, the whole purpose of this water fast is a reset on the body. Like when you get to 72 hours, your body is cleansing out your dead cells from your body. And studies have shown that there's some of those cells can be cancerous. And it's a shedding of bad cells. It's rejuvenating the body. My experience last year with this was a positive one. And a lot of us shared the same experience. By day three, you feel like you could just run through a brick wall. So I was looking at all the benefits of this before I started. And some of them, just to name a few, because there's so many, it's a healthier body weight. You improve your mental willpower because it's a mind game. When you get to day two and you're starving, all you want to do is eat. You got to get past that. There's a lot less inflammation on the body. You reduce your body toxins. You improve your insulin sensitivity. There is reduced risk of cancer, the studies have shown. There's less cell damage. You just have better mental clarity as well.
Okay, but what happens on Wednesday at 8 p.m. when you're eating again?
I'd start slow. I overdid it last year, and I got sick pretty quick.
Yeah.
My first meal was a cup of chicken chili. And I was like, oh, you know, but this is not as hard as doing the 75-day challenge, which you've done twice.
Yeah, I mean,
my personal opinion, that's way more extreme.
I think what I saw this the other day and it really resonated with me. And it said, you don't need 75 hard. You need 365 days of consistency. And I think throughout my time of dieting and exercising and challenges and this and that, like, it's not sustainable. It doesn't work.
Like, that's not what this is about, though. Like, 75 days, yeah, sure, that's a long time. Like, anybody can do, if you really, really wanted to do it. I can't say everybody.
But, like,
good 3 days is so healthy for the body to cleanse it.
But you saying, like, weight loss, like, that's not true. Like, you'll lose weight for those 3 days, of course, but the second you eat, you're going to put it right back.
You're not doing a 3-day water cleanse for weight loss. That's not what this is about. This
you
is
just
about,
said that, though. You that, said that, that in the benefits, though.
Yeah, sure, it's a benefit, but that's not the reason why you would do it. There's a number of benefits And most people, if they do a fast, they can, the body can go 2 weeks without eating. That's, I mean, that's just, anyone's capable of doing that. Is it hard to do? Yes, but the body is capable of going 2 weeks without eating.
But like, do you need to?
Depending on what your goals are. I mean, for me, the reason why I'm doing this is because last year I felt like a new person. I started on January 1st. This year we're doing a little bit later because we all wanted to collectively do it as a group. And I'm like, you know, this is actually for me, I found it to be super beneficial. I don't know who else has done the 72 water fast, but you're not just drinking water. You definitely want to drink electrolytes too. So there's a whole plan and it's all laid out for you of what you need to drink on day one, day two, and day three. Tomorrow, I'm going to have 8 ounces of bone broth in the morning and then at night. And then by day three, it's nothing but water and electrolytes because your body, you have to have the electrolytes. That's super important. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go 3 days with like no salt in your body whatsoever. But I just thought, that this was something like a lot of people that I had tried doing it have failed in the first day because they said they were just so hungry. It's like, yeah, that's part of it. Like Breezy, when you do the cold plunge, it is so hard for people. And like I talked to my brother yesterday who tried it for the first time.
Yeah.
He got to 50 seconds. You're up to 10 minutes.
You have to work your way up to it. Like, right. It's not
like
person,
anything.
This person says, what is this again? I'm sorry, I'm at work in the middle of a conversation where we're talking about Moose is doing a 3-day water fast. And doing it to reset his
body. It's a healthy fast in which you don't eat food. You only drink water and electrolytes and you have bone broth on day two.
But like, I mean, we got to call a spade here. Last time you did this, you were a little sick on day two. You looked really gray in the face. Like you didn't look well.
Yeah. I mean, that's because I was so damn hungry too. And I wasn't the mistake I made last year.
You were very angry as well.
Yes, I was.
Very angry.
Yeah, I'm not
so
saying
that. So you're like, we're flushing out all of our cells, but we're bringing in all those toxic positivity thoughts.
Listen, I'm doing something like this is challenging. It's not supposed to be easy. But if you can get through it, I was very proud of myself on day three. So are a lot of my followers. I'm not saying this is going to be a fun 72 hours, fair warning. But I'm going to do it. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger the glory.
Sure.
Some people are just better at it than others. Now, if you're pregnant, wouldn't probably recommend it. If you're a diabetic, probably wouldn't recommend it. But it is super healthy for you, especially with all the studies that they've done. I'll never go on the air and say, you should do this, and here's why. I'm doing it because I've done it once, and it was effective, and I liked the way I felt afterwards.
Yeah.
The same way I love the way I feel after, you know, like you, I do a cold plunge or I'm in a steam room or right. I do a good workout at the gym. After 3 days, you can definitely feel a difference.
For sure.
But the 75 hard that you did, mm-hmm. The reason I find that more challenging is, yes, it's 75 days compared to three, but you have so much you have to do. You got to do 2 workouts a day. You got to take a picture of yourself every day. You got to read a chapter in a book?
Yeah, you have to read like 10 pages.
And if you miss any of that, anything, even the reading in the book, you got to start all over again.
I don't know. The more I have like grown and become more in tune with my body and my mind and my exercise and wellness regimens, I don't agree with what I've done in the past. I don't agree with the diets. I don't agree with the 75 day. I mean, but that's just a personal thing for me.
Yeah.
Because I know what I've been through and what I haven't and what I've struggled with and what I haven't. And like I said 2 seconds ago, I'll say it again. I read something that said you don't need 75 hard. You need 365 days of consistency. Because I think what happens is me included, you have a marker of a start and you have a marker of an end and you're so laser focused in that time period. And then the second it's over, you're like, okay, I can just go back to doing what I was doing. It's just not, it's all about being sustainable and having sustainable tasks and routines in place because 75 hard is not sustainable. It's not. And I mean, we live and we learn, but I am like embarrassed that I kind of projected that to the audience at one point in my life.
I don't think you should feel embarrassed. I think it's important for people to put their body through stress and challenge themselves once in a while. I'm not saying it's a lifestyle you should live every day. It's not, like you said, it's not realistic. Nobody's going to do that.
No.
Just like doing extreme diets for months on end, it's not, it's just like everything is about moderation.
I challenge my body every single day, though. Every single day I challenge my body. I go and work out every single day.
As humans, it's in our DNA to want to be comfortable all the time. Well, the room temperature. Oh, this isn't what I like to eat. Your body has to be stressed once in a while. You have to put it through extreme measures. And I think it's super beneficial. Everybody who's done this knows where I'm coming from. And if you have, I'd love to hear from you, too, on if you started this, if you already completed it. I know a couple of people who got past the first 3 days. They started January 1st. But it's a 72-hour water fast with electrolytes and bone broth. If you've done it, hit us up, 585-252-9800. And if you are starting it, best of luck. It's not easy. I know I'm going to be miserable by probably tonight.
I can't wait for that. It's going to be great. He's going to come in tomorrow.
Don't worry. I'm not going to project. I'm not going to project on you like you do to me, okay? It's going to be fine. It's going to be just fine. I'll keep you guys updated when we get closer to day three on how I'm feeling.
All right.
PXY Mornings. Be right back.
Every morning is a party.
PXY Mornings. Moose. Breezy. Breeze. 26 for the high today. We love it. 2 days before Christmas, New York State's Division of Consumer Protection urgently called for the Consumer Product Safety Commission to recall a toy.
Mm-mm.
More than a week later, the commission still hasn't issued a recall because you could still find this toy on some shelves. And the warning from New York State's Division of Consumer Protection is pretty clear. They're urging the Consumer Product Safety Commission to recall the Max Action Helicopter toy sold at Dollar General. The problem is, after testing was done, they found that the black window tint on this helicopter contains almost 1.7 times the lead level allowed in paint.
It's such a bummer. It's my favorite toy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Young children often put toys in their mouths, which can lead to exposure, which could lead to lead exposure, which, by the way, is not a good thing. I mean, you're talking about permanent damage to a child's brain, their nervous system, causing delays in learning and behavioral issues like Breezy. And there's a number of Dollar Generals you may not be able to find this toy at, but there is one. The Dollar General on Monroe Ave currently has this toy sitting pretty on their shelf for only $5.
I don't love that.
No, a spokesperson for the Dollar General has yet to respond to why this toy is still on the shelves after it's been recalled. And our friend at Channel 10 found the toy on the shelves in Monroe Ave, went to go purchase the toy, and the cashier told her, just take it. You don't need to pay for it. This should have been recalled weeks ago. Just take it.
They're like, we're just trying to get rid of all of them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
In the mouths of young children.
A spokesperson for the Dollar General has yet to respond to why this toy is still going, still selling on the shelves after it's been recalled. Don't want to assume, but it's a possibility that the people in charge there have also put this toy in their mouth.
Oof.
So the Max, what is it? What's the full name? The Max Action Helicopter sold at Dollar General is a no-no, you guys. It's full of lead. Full of it.
Don't buy it for your kids, please.
All right.
Don't.
Happy Monday to you guys. For some, it's your first day back to work in over 2 weeks, and you're probably in a real mood. So share with us how you're feeling. 585-252-9800. If you need to get something off your chest, do it now. There I Said It is coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Just hearing.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
All right, let's open up the text lines. Breezy, 585-252-9800. You can call or text if you feel the need to clear the air. this morning.
Whether that be with people in your life or the own your own, you know, voices inside of your head.
That's right. Sure, I'm live on the air. Mine for today is senior discounts are not beneficial whatsoever. It's the young adults who should be getting discounts. There, I said it.
No, very
because
true.
Seniors have had their whole life to save money, figure out their finances. Right. You know what I'm saying? Young adults are in the most expensive part of their lives. College, saving for a home,
right?
Mortgage payments, child care costs, etc. We need junior discounts. You're welcome.
We do. I mean,
you take advantage of those so quick.
Easily.
You all would.
Easily. I mean, whether that be, I mean, I'm all about saving a buck. You know, I really am. So whether that be $5 off of a meal or 3 cents off of a can of rice.
That's what it is. And a lot of these restaurants, especially the ones on Park Ave, I'm telling you right now, you start introducing junior discounts instead of the senior discounts, the business, your business is going to be booming.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're welcome. Let's go over to Diana.
What's up, Diana?
Diana says, natural eyebrows are more attractive than manicured ones. Ladies, I love you, but put the tweezers down. There, I said it.
I respectfully disagree. Wait, disagree.
Hold on a second, because she might have a point here. You know, some ladies do need to put the tweezers down. The golden arch is not.
Some need to pick it up. Hell go with the unibrow. You got to get the tweezers. Oh, sorry, queen.
Have you met a lot of women with the unibrow?
Yeah. It's time to wax.
You do lashes, right? Do you do lashes?
Not anymore, but I did for a long time.
All right, so you saw some interesting things.
For sure, but I think it's very easy for women to go overboard with their appearance, whether that be them plucking their eyebrows or getting 10 syringes in their lips. but yeah. You become, you know, the term like nose blind, you become like beauty blind to it. You can't really tell what looks good or not anymore because you're so far into it. If I ever get to that point, punch me in the face. You have full permission to punch me in the face.
I think I'll just sit down and have a conversation with you. We don't need to...
punch the filler right out of me. Thank you so much.
We don't need to punch each other.
Rebecca says, parents should not expect praise for the bare minimum. There, I said it. I've said this once. I'll say it again. The term daddy daycare makes me want to literally punch air.
Oh, I love daddy daycare. Now, that's a good term.
Mom's the way. Daddy daycare. Nope. You just are a father. You just have to watch your kid.
I don't. You know, I never figured out why you're so triggered by that. You don't even have kids.
Because it's just like, it goes back to what Rebecca was saying. You should not.
So you feel
you
like.
Should not. Get praise for doing the bare minimum, for watching your kid.
Oh, so you think men are patting themselves on the back?
Yeah. Daddy right. daycare. What? It's not mommy daycare when she's with them 20 out of the 24 hours a day. Ick.
Cynthia's got a good one today.
Cynthia.
Don't go to bed angry is terrible, terrible advice. There, I said it. If I'm pissed at my husband, then I have zero interest in trying to work it out with him when I'm mad. The only thing that does is... allow me to say something I'm going to regret. People need to learn how to sleep on it, take some time, and talk about it when they're ready. There, I said it. Okay, Cynthia, we love that.
Fair enough.
I don't know who this person is, but I couldn't agree more. Getting a tattoo on your body that is dedicated to a significant other, it's not it. There, I said it. It's not it. I've seen some bad tattoos on some really bad biceps. That's supposed to be your kid? Oh, my God. That looks nothing like them. I thought it was a dying calf.
I don't think they're sticking their neck out that far for that take. I think it's not. I think we're all in lockstep that it's not it.
Well, what about the
people? It never has been. It never will be.
What about the people who have the tattoos?
Again, blind to the fact that of their own want. You know what I mean? Of, oh, well, I have 75 other tattoos. Why not get one for Meemaw? No, thanks.
Mimi and Pee-Pee. So important to remember them.
Mine for today is this. I love Valentine's Day. Even when I was single, I loved Valentine's Day because I have so many people in my life that I love that I can celebrate. You don't need to be in a relationship to celebrate Valentine's Day. And I think the people who are bitter and pissed and angry about Valentine's Day because you're single, you're weird. Find other things to love. There, I said it.
Damn.
You don't need a man or a woman to make you feel whole. And if you are in that spot, seek therapy. There, I said it.
Damn.
I don't care.
Yeah, we know that. We know you don't care. You haven't cared for a very long time. Elena says, I will never understand why so many men are so into sports. It's so boring. There, I said it. You know why? Because some women just can't handle how simple some men are. Just sitting there, not saying anything, staring at a TV in silence, and actually being happy bothers some people, like Elena. Elena is not marriage material. There, I said it. All right. Speaking of sports, looking for caller 8 right now to win a family 4-pack to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on February 8th at Blue Cross Arena. We have your chance to win them. Before you can buy them, tickets are going on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Looking for caller 8 right now. Good luck. It's PXY.